speaking. Who is it for Mike?
Mike. Hello? Yes.
Who is it?
Dave, you know, what's up?
Who is it?
Oh, nothing much. Just hanging out. Well, that's but, yeah, I talked to... Hold on a second.
Who was it on the phone, Mike?
I don't know. Not sure.
Wrong number? Wrong number.
Now, what are we talking about?
I think we're talking about... You don't know what you're talking about. I think that's what we were talking about.
No, wait. Russia doesn't have a space shuttle, do they?
Yeah, they do. It's called. It's a Russian name for Blizzard. It's John Denver wanted to go on it, and they said if you pay us $10 million, you can go on our fucking space shuttle. And he said, oh, no. You ever hear about that?
It's real. Well, it probably would have crashed. No. Maybe it would have not crashed. I'm just kidding.
Didn't they have one that crashed? They had pictures of a crashed Russian space shuttle.
I know they piggybacked. I don't know if they launched one off the ground.
No, I've seen. They had pictures of it. A crashed Russian.
Because they have similar. They piggyback them off into space. Because they use a big aircraft to do that. And they piggyback it on the back, and it takes off from the back of the aircraft. It's Antonov 134. And they showed pictures of us inside a Russian aircraft looking at Russian photographs of their space shuttle. And they showed a big picture of it, like a big color picture of it. And they showed pictures of it, like, taken off, too.
But that's not the Russian, that's not their name for their shell itself. It's a Russian word for blizzard.
They're obviously proud of it.
It's a Russian word for blizzard.
I don't know what the name of it, the shuttle is.
It's a Russian word for
blizzard. I
remember
seeing it, but I can't read Russian. I don't know what those things say. There's some funny symbols.
Does it have cruise control?
Someone was arguing with me and telling me that it had cruise control, and I'm sure they knew what they're talking about. I'm sure it does. Because, I mean, that's not that big of a deal. It's not that much. That's not the big deal. Cruise control is not that.
Does it have rear defrost?
It can navigate as long as you have a navigation for three-dimensional motion, you know, with the Earth. There's no way. It's not that big of a deal.
AM/FM stereo cassette? AM/FM stereo cassette?
Well, you know, they don't have the cassette back there. They still got the 8-track.
8-track.
Right.
They're way behind. They're way behind.
Yeah, they're still at that mono
they just
stereo
came out
stuff.
With
the,
they just came
no
out
stereo,
with
they just got that mono setup. They've got more speakers, but it's a mono stereo.
No Google Phonics stereo sound system?
Not in that baby.
You know, I heard that someone had sold the secret for the stereo to the Russians, and now they're coming out with a stereo. Of course, you have to be the richest person, and a few richest people in Soviet Union can buy one. It probably costs the equivalent of like $1 million over there, but they have stereos.
That's great.
So I think that guy's going to be shot, though.
I don't know. Maybe they'll really think it's a great idea, and government will try and make some money off it.
Isn't that how they got the nuclear weapons? They got
the Rosenbergs?
Who sold it to them?
The Rosenbergs? A family?
I know a wife and
wife
a husband.
A lesbian?
A wife and a lesbian?
No, it was a husband and wife. Like, I think they were the Rosenbergs, and they got, like, executed.
Did they really?
Yeah, they killed them.
Who killed
him? The United States government.
Oh, I thought you meant like they went over to Russia and they said, here's your Russian nuclear bomb. And then they said, hey.
Shot him.
Didn't we really kill him?
Yeah.
Serves him right.
We can kill people for treason?
Yeah, for high treason. It's like the one of the greatest crimes in our land.
High treason.
Worse than like...
They say it's a free country.
And well, I mean,
stumbled upon this. No one told me I couldn't do it.
Well,
do you think that's right? The United States to kill those people.
Sure. Because like the guy wasn't just a carpenter that found it on the floor. He was like some high tech military guy who
was not right. They don't. I don't think they've already killed him. Why? Just because the United States' selfish desire just to only want to have missiles so they can selfishly control the world
right.
And scare everybody.
You know, you gotta buy right. It's what they have to do, though. I mean, if they didn't, then
I think they just should have been put in jail for life.
And tortured every day for half an hour or so.
Yeah, that would have been much nicer. No, I think they just should have been put in jail.
I really didn't know they were killed.
Because their public name and everything, they'd be punished enough in the United States. They'd probably want to leave the United States.
And so they'd go to Russia and they'd get their big flat and big deal. That'd be real bad. Well, I guess that'd be pretty
bad. It would be a whole lot better than getting killed, I guess, if you value life at all. So, I don't know. It seems it doesn't seem right to really want to really kill them.
I wonder if... They came to him and said, hey, or if he just said,
maybe he was thinking and said, gosh, the world has to be equal down now.
No, maybe he was thinking, I could get a lot of money.
I mean, how much money did he get?
I don't know, but they never pay those, spies never get paid that much. Like,
no. They do it for, I think, they do it for a reason. And that guy obviously must have had a big reason to give the Russians that information.
Maybe he saved the world from being destroyed.
That's right. Maybe we would have destroyed the world.
Well, we wouldn't have had any real reason to. Just selected portions of it. Just tiny little bits of it.
Bunch of lies. See? See, I don't know. I think we would just been a bunch of big, mean people. If we would just had our own nuclear weapons. I think it's a good thing they got their weapons. Kind of made it a little more exciting, but
we would be. It adds a new twist to this whole war crime.
Makes it a little more exciting.
Yeah.
A little more.
Maybe we should give them something else.
No.
This nuclear war stuff is getting to be old. You don't even hear people talking about it anymore. It used to be such a big deal. Do you know
what I'm saying? It's this Glasnost stuff, man. We're all so open and warm now. Nobody's gonna kill nobody anymore. We're all friends.
But yeah, what's going on? I'm sure there's all sorts of crap going on. Like,
I think you guys are just a bunch of paranoid idiots. The world really is open.
And wonderful, and everything's good.
Our nuclear weapons. The world's just gonna flow.
We won't even get rid of our chemical weapons. We've got a big stockpile of chemical weapons, and Russia was saying we should all get rid of them, and we were telling them, no, we don't want to. For a deterrent.
We're gonna get rid of them in a certain period of time.
Not all of them.
Yes, we will.
That's what they said.
They're gonna get rid of all the chemical weapons within a certain period of time.
But all of them mean all of them? When they say all of them, they mean, 90-85% of them.
Exactly. See, of course they're gonna keep some, because some paranoid military person, someone in the military is gonna say, well, we better keep some just in case. Over there out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, I'll just keep a few things in my basement. They're needed.
I guess give me a call. Just keep them in our basement. I'll keep the kids out.
Just like in that Missiles of October movie, when they're like, the president's ordered us not to fire any Russians, not coming over the line or anything. Damn! Fuck, man. There's probably guys like that in charge of a whole battalions.
Like,
ships
are huge, like guys are to control huge numbers of missile silos, and every now and then they have like a fake thing like, yeah, this is it, we're going to war, and they're like, everybody get ready to launch the missiles, everybody synchronization.
It's called from the president, he says it's just a drill.
God damn it.
Well, they couldn't have any like weak wristed guys in there because they would
have to have psychopaths.
They gotta have psychopaths.
Guys who
work. And a bunch of guys around the keys going, we're gonna get a bunch of people.
They probably don't even know they're doing turning the key. They probably just think they're starting like the washing machines or something for the. I don't know.
I think they know what they're doing. And the drills are, I guess, designed to find anybody who's weak. Good. Anybody who really wouldn't turn the key.
Supposedly
they'll find out if you'll turn the key then. Because for all you know, it could be a real drill. They could have you sitting there for hours and hours.
You just put in your 8 or 10 hour shift just sitting like
even
a mile
if it
away
even
the ground,
if you thought it was a drill, you know, if you were paranoid that you didn't want to shoot a missile, and at the same time, you think, well, maybe we would shoot the missile anyway, so you'd still be worried to turn the key.
Why?
They'd find out. Well, you just would. You'd think, I could be launching a missile. They'd be scared if they find out. They'd find out if they think I was that way, I guess. I don't know.
But if there's two people in the silo, right?
I guess two people got to turn the key at the same time.
Right, and if
within a certain time period.
And if the one guy doesn't turn it, then the other guy's supposed to shoot him.
That's true. Is that law?
That's true. Or not law, but that's... Well, I know I saw
or I thought he's immediately under arrest. And
no,
immediately
I mean, in 10 war, army. If there's two guys on the side, and one guy freaks out, the other guy is supposed to shoot him.
So does the same apply to our part?
Well, he probably... I think he has the option to say, hey... Turn the key.
Or I'll shoot you.
Yeah, or I'll shoot you. I don't think he'll just look over and go, and see if you turn the key and pull out a gun.
No, he'll say, well, I know this. I've heard this in other places also. I saw the movie War Games.
Thank you.
No, but I heard this in other places.
Well, I'm sure that's pretty important.
Yeah.
No,
it
is. Might be, though.
No, there's two guys in silent. The one guy doesn't do it. Take out your gun and say, turn the fucking key or I'm going to kill you. Because that's what I'm supposed to do.
But can he use the word fuck?
Well, I
think he has to say sir.
He could use a word on...
If he's addressing a senior officer, I believe he has to say sir.
That's right.
Sir, turn the key, sir, I'll kill
you,
sir.
That's what he said. That's what he said. No, wait, sir, turn the key. Thank you. He said, sir, turn the key. You, asinine. He can use the word asinine. If you use it in the right context, you can't say you asinine.
No racial slurs allowed, though. None at all. No bigotry in the Army. Nope. They're all equal under that green.
Cool. What if you're a womanizer?
Women.
Put them on the front line, I say.
Should women be... should they be in the front line? Like women?
They can shoulder a gun, they can pull the trigger, they can take a bayonet in the gut just as well as any guy I know.
Yeah, but can they? I mean, do you really want to trust our front lines to, like... I mean, do you think they should just be mixing with men? Should they be whole battalions of women just are there to fight Russians? Or Russians have women.
I don't know, 100 women with machine guns all on their period. Pretty bunch of pissed off, bunch of bitches.
put them in the green berets
at the same time.
Put them in the green berets.
Should they? Do they have women in the silos turning keys? I doubt it. It's a pretty racist country. Do you think that they do?
I don't see why not. That's something I wouldn't see why not.
Yeah, but do you think they do?
I don't.
I really doubt it. Do you think they have women flying the stealth bomber?
Probably not.
There's like only a few, like six. How many stealth bombers are actually been built in
flight? I thought there was only two, or one, or two, or three. Not even that, maybe one. I don't know.
Maybe we got hundreds of them, Mike, and they're flying everywhere all the time. And we just
really. They cost $50. They got, what do they get? $2 billion. They've got. And I doubt they cost $50. They probably, I don't know. I really wonder if they really cost that much. Vegas.
I saw on this show about. Videotape people who use home video cameras and catch stuff. Like,
yeah, we were watching it too, weren't we, Mike?
Did you see the part where those British students went to an airport and just to prove that the security really sucked, they broke onto an airplane and they went on with a video camera and said, "We're on an airplane now. We can put a bomb here if we wanted to." And they ran out. Said nobody caught us.
We were watching it, Mike. Remember?
We should try and do that to the stealth bomber. Could you imagine if we got a videotape of all three of us in the cockpit of the stealth bomber going?
Look, we could take off and sell this to the Russians right now, but we didn't.
Take it out for a flight. We're okay. We're over Russia now in the stealth bomber.
We're just showing us we can fly over here to Moscow and give them this right now if we want. Oh, wait. We got some jets on our tail. Oh.
No, I guess we're going to prove that it's not radar evading.
I guess it doesn't. This is proof to the American public that it doesn't evade radar. We're busted. We've got missiles coming.
Well, we have to come on. Well, the stealth bomber has been stolen, but we don't know where it is because it evades radar.
And so we just have to eject somewhere into Siberia.
And we have the self-destruct button. I wonder if they have like a self-destruct button. Let's press it and blow it up. They should put that in. If Russia steals it.
Now that'd be an extra $1 billion for that self-destruct button.
If you wanted to blow up a couple of traitors.